All right, you may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. And, you know, I know that we've been talking the last couple of weeks, Pastor Allen, Pastor Noel, and the I Am Church. We've all been on the theme of breaking borders. Listen, y'all, if you need something to be broken, today is the day. What's a border? A border is something that is stopping you from going somewhere or being something. Some borders are natural, some borders are spiritual. You know, when we were young, you know, I'm almost 50, so I don't know what that do with everybody else. I, there's different games that's played in different generations, so I don't know if y'all still play this game, but back in my day, I can't believe I'm saying that back in my day, like I'm old or something. We had a thing where, you know, when you was getting ready to fight, you're getting ready to scrap or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, you got to draw a line, say, I dare you cross it. Did anybody ever do that? Did anybody ever cross the line? He said, every time, huh? Every time. Give me a line, I dare. So watch this then. It means that if you are willing to do that as a child or as an individual in general, then we got to be able to take up that same attitude in the kingdom. When the devil draws lines and say, you can't cross this because of A, B, C, or D. When the devil crosses a line and says, you're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to be this. You're not allowed to go here. You're not allowed to live there. You're not allowed to drive this. You're not allowed to be with this particular individual. And he'll have all kind of reasons why you're not allowed to. And he draws lines. And 98.7% of believers never cross the line because of what they're told. Don't put somebody one more time and say, not no more. Go ahead, tell them, not no more. Any line the devil puts in the sand in your life, you're about to cross that line. Not just because of what he said, but because of what he says you can't do, God already says you can do. Amen. So because you already know that you can do it, you can be it, and you can have it, then there's nothing that exists that is outside of your reach. I said there is, so that's going to be a way of breaking borders. That's going to be your way of saying, God, if you said it belongs to me, then it belongs to me. Remember, the children of Israel, God told them to go into the promised land that I promise you. Go check it out, because that's what I'm about to give you. They go over there, and then they say, listen, there were some other folks over there, and they bigger than us, they stronger than us. God says, I didn't tell you to go over there to see how big and strong they were. I told you to go over there to look at it so you can see what's about to be yours. But the Bible says they came back with an evil report talking about we were in their eyes grasshoppers and we were in our own eyes grasshoppers too. And God says, all right, because you didn't believe me, you ain't gonna never get in. Because you didn't believe me and just say, I don't care how big they are over there, God said it belongs to me. I don't care how big they are. God must know I'm bigger, even though I don't think I am. Somebody with me is much bigger, or God is making me much bigger. In order for me to take the land from individuals, it doesn't look like it could be taken from. Yeah. Did you know whatever God has for you, somebody already has it right now? It ain't like when you pray, God start putting stuff together. No, that ain't what happened. It already exists. You just don't know it yet. I said it already exists, you just don't know it yet. And somebody is working on something that belonged to you to make it what it's supposed to be until you get there. Did y'all hear what I just said? I said somebody right now is working on whatever belongs to you, making it just right. Somebody's building your house exactly the way you want it. Somebody was with somebody and they didn't do them right, and they've been working on them and getting them all right just for you. See, y'all don't even, all the single people, where you at? Come on, all the single people. I saw Tanika look at him and say, you better not put your hand up. You better not put your hand up. He over there sitting talking about something. But listen, turn me down a little bit. Something happened, I just came way up. But listen to this, y'all. Everything that you desire, everything that you want, everything that you've been believing God for, it's already here. Do you not know that before God put man in the garden and on the earth, he prepared everything before he put them there? He didn't start giving them stuff once they got there. No, everything was there. They had to just realize what belonged to them, and then they came into, and then they acquired what was already prepared for them. See, what God has for you has already been prepared. And if it's already been prepared, that means it's waiting for you to hear God, to hear the Holy Ghost, and know how to meet up with what already belongs to you. But again, sometimes the enemy will tell you you ain't got enough money, you ain't got enough credit, you don't got enough this, you don't got enough that, you don't got enough mind, you don't got enough skill, you don't have enough favor, you don't know nobody. He gives you all the reasons why you can't do it, and all of those are presented as borders. But we're breaking every one of those today in Jesus' name. Say amen to that. Now let's look at our first scripture, Psalms chapter 34. All right, it's up on the screen. It says this. It says, many are the what? Come on, church. Many are the what? Afflictions of who? The righteous, but the Lord does what? Delivers them out of them all. So keep that up there, fellas. He says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. What are afflictions? Afflictions are evils that come in your life, in my life. Afflictions are calamities that come into your life. You know the bad stuff that happened, and you think that you're the only one that this kind of stuff happened to? You know the kind of stuff that happened, and you be like, God, if you don't change this, the kind of stuff they say, I need to take off of work. I need to take off of church. I need to take off everything because I don't want to do nothing. I don't want to be nowhere. I don't want to be around nobody. I don't want to talk to nobody. I don't want to pray. Don't call me about praying because I don't want to pray. Don't tell me about speaking in no tongues because there's another tongue I would like to speak in right now that I know I can't. Ain't no church service going to fix me right now. I'm talking about those kind of afflictions. The kind of afflictions that happen to the people of God are different than those that happen to the people that don't know God. Because the afflictions that happen to us are meant to get us to disconnect from God. The things that you're going through and the thing that you're going through is meant to get you so mentally frustrated, because we talked about frustration last time I was here. It's meant to get you so frustrated that you no longer want to deal with God because you thought you were operating in faith. You thought you was living right. You thought you was holy, 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 holy. And you're like, well, I was doing all this stuff that I thought made me holy, and this still happened. But the Bible says bad stuff don't happen to good people. It happens to the righteous. In other words, if you're righteous, you got to be prepared for attacks. What's righteous? Righteous ain't how you look and how you dress and how you talk. That ain't righteous. Righteous is a position God has given you in Christ Jesus. So if it says many are the afflictions of the righteous, it means if I am in Christ and he is in me and I've been declared righteous, it means that there's some things I'm going to be going through all the time. But that's not the good news. The good news is whatever I go through, he's going to deliver me out of how many of them? So that means that the more I go through, the more I should be getting closer to God because God keep bringing me through whatever I'm going through. Now, if God ain't bringing me through, it's a clear indication I must not know him the way I think I do. And I must not really know my position yet. Have you ever told anybody, play your position? Come on. Yeah. Play your position means don't do nothing extra you ain't supposed to do. Come on, y'all, talk to me. I know y'all know what play your position means. So it means that while we are in Christ Jesus, living the life that we believe God's called us to live with all of our heart, the best we possibly can, nobody's perfect, but we're reaching towards whatever mark that we believe God has for us. And it's saying that while you're doing all of that, the Bible says you're still going to go through a whole lot of attacks because of your standing with God. Sometimes, you know, because of your standing, you know, growing up, sometimes you was either the one being picked on or sometimes you was the one picking on folks. It was all about positioning. Depending on who you hung around, who you knew. And it's the same thing in the kingdom. If you know God, there's going to be a lot of stuff coming against you just for the fact that you know him and the fact that he knows you. So again, whenever you become born again, there's a mark put on you by the enemy. Take this one out. Make sure this one don't live no kind of life. Make sure this one is always frustrated with their relationship with God. Make sure this one starts to ask, does God really even exist? Because the affliction, again, is meant to get you out of your positioning that God put you in. And if you begin to understand that the only reason why I'm going through is because the devil knows I know God and God knows me. And God has something good and something big about to happen in my life. Now, let's go back to that again because I want to show you something there in Psalms again. Okay, so it says, what's the first word, y'all? Many are the afflictions. That means every time I get out of something, I start celebrating and something else happens. I come out of this test, I celebrate for a few minutes, and it seems like something else just been waiting on me to get out of this. The Bible says wherever sin abounds, grace much more abounds in the same place, which means that however heavy the attack is, the grace is at a greater level in the same area. But I've got to learn how to access the grace, trip out whenever everything else is happening in my life. Because too many of us is tripping out right now. I said too many of us is tripping out right now. I think it was last week we read something that says, why are you acting like some strange thing happened to you whenever something happened to you? As if you don't know that you're a target. Many are the afflictions of who? Come on, y'all. Many are the afflictions of who? Now, let's find out who the righteous is. Let's go to the next scripture, fellas. There in John 16, 33. Well, this is not the righteous yet, but we'll get to that in just a second. These things, Jesus says, I have spoken unto you, speaking these things to you, because there's something I want you to recognize about your relationship with me. In other words, if you're going through something and you ain't connected to Jesus, that's why you trip all the time. Watch this. He says, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you might have what? Come on. In me you might have what? Which means that while you're going through, you don't look like nor do you act like what you're going through, because I'm in Christ, and in Christ I have peace when all this stuff is happening to me. I'm laughing and having a good time when I should be crying, pulling my hair out and going absolutely crazy. If you only knew the things I was going through that you have no idea about, because it doesn't show on my face, it don't show on my countenance, it don't show in my attitude, it don't show in anything. Sometimes you go through something and give a testimony, and folks say, I didn't know you was going through that. I know you didn't. You wasn't supposed to. Nobody else wants to know everything you're going through. Close your mouth, get some joy, have some peace, and know you're about to come out of this like you came out of everything else. Because if he did it before, yeah, he's going to do it again. Jesus says this. He says, in the world, you might have tribulation. What did he say? In this world, you what? You shall. So it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. He's letting us know as a believer, you're going to go through stuff all of the time. But you're going to have victory all of the time. So you can look at it as I'm always getting attacked, or you can look at it as I always got the victory. Your choice. Always win. I'm always winning. Period. that in me you might have what? Peace. In the world you what? Shall have what? That means trials, tribulation, tests. Stuff that's always coming to test you. The devil knows how to test us. The devil can't test me with cigarettes. I don't like cigarettes. Never like cigarettes. Can't test me with beer. Don't like beer. Never like beer. But there's a few things now. Because in order to be tempted, you got to want it. If you don't want it, you can't be tempted. Well, I don't do this, and I don't do this, and I don't do this. Okay, but there's a few things you do. Go and tell somebody else that he ain't talking to us. He's talking to the mother folks. Go ahead. He's talking to the mother folks over there. He is not talking to us. Yeah. He ain't talking to us. In the world, you what? You shall have what? In other words, stuff going to be happening to you all the time. But watch this. But be of what? In other words, have a good time. You know how whenever you're going through something, you say, I need to just go out somewhere. I need to just be around some other folks. I need to go out. I need to dance. I need to do something because I'm not finna just sit here and just die. He says, you're going to go through all of this stuff, but be of good cheer. Why? He says, because I have already overcome everything coming against you. And if you realize that God has already overcame, or Jesus has already overcame, and he says, this is the victory that overcomes the world is yet. Come on, y'all know what it is when you ain't paid something, and then they put that little pink slip on your door. Yeah, everybody acts like, what is he talking about? You know the pink slip. You know the one that they say that the constable gonna come and kick you out in so many hours. What's a constable? You know what the constable is. You done already been to court several times to find out how much you gonna pay and all the rest of that. Listen, we. How many know what I'm talking about? I done been there. They don't got constables no more? What they got now? Oh, they got constables. Okay. I'm about to say, what they got now? Got to watch out for them. Okay. He says, be of good cheer, have overcome the world. So in one instance, in Psalm, God says, no matter what you go through, I'm going to deliver you out of all of it. He said, it's going to be some difficult stuff. It's going to be some stuff that make you want to give up. But he says, if you just hold on to me, I'm going to deliver you every single time. Because God has a commitment to listening to me. God has a commitment to the righteous. He says, listen, if everybody else is dying, God says, I will not destroy the righteous with the wicked. If the wicked is dying, somebody put your hand on yourself and say, they cannot touch me. The Bible says 1,000 will fall. It says 1,000 will fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come nigh me. How did a lot of Christians die in COVID? Because I don't care what's going on with everybody else. It can't touch me. It can't touch my family. It can't touch those that are connected to me. That's a border that's trying to get people to believe if it's happening to everybody else, it's going to happen to you too. The devil is, he's a liar. So whatever words or things that's going on, even in the news, even in this country, if it's something bad, I'm immune. The Bible says we are in this world, but we are not of this world, which means I don't care what rules apply to everybody else here. They don't apply to me. I belong to another kingdom that has another king that has not these rules. Well, Apostle, the Bible does say that, to obey the rules of the land. It does say obey the rule, to obey the rules of the land. It does say obey the rules of the land, and it does say to obey them. So as far as what's going on in the country, if they tell us to do something, we do it as long as it doesn't compromise my relationship and commitment to God. If they're telling me to do something that makes me go against my God, I ain't doing it. Well, what if they tell everybody to get a shot? I ain't getting it. Now, if you took it, do your thing. I'm just saying, everybody got to make a choice is what I'm saying. And the Bible says, who gonna believe the report of the Lord? His report says, I am healed. So if I'm healed, can't no sickness, can't no disease, can't no pestilence, can't no plague take me out. Do you know, because again, that was something sent to kill people. But God will never destroy the righteous with the wicked. Which means that if it came and it started killing Christian folks, it couldn't be from God. I ain't saying Christian folks, I'm talking about folks that have the relationship with him. Because remember, whenever, and I don't know why I'm going here, but I believe it's for somebody. Remember when God told Moses to tell the children of Israel to put blood on your doorposts? He said, because I'm sending the, some people call him the death angel, but he's known as the destroyer. He says, I'm sending a destroyer. He says, and every child, every firstborn male child will die in the whole land. But if you put blood on your doorpost, I'll make that angel pass over that house. Now, people had a choice. Either you're going to obey the word of the Lord or somebody in your house is going to die. He didn't say, pray that I don't kill your firstborn. He said, put blood on the doorpost. In other words, God will always give his people instructions to make sure whatever's happening to everybody else don't touch you. You just got to be around when the instructions is being given and make sure you got a voice that know how to hear from God and ain't saying a whole bunch of foolishness. Like everybody just come down to the church, we're going to give everybody shots. That ain't the voice you want. Amen. Because when it comes to the word of God and what God says, and if you don't, this really ain't the place for you. I'm going to say it again. I said either we believe this stuff or we don't. And if you don't, this is not the place for you. Because listen, I'm either going to believe him with everything I am or I ain't going to believe him at all. Because if you believe God, God's going to make you do things that look strange. That's going to make it look like you the oddball out and all the rest of that. But I am the oddball out. When it comes to doing things the world's way, when it comes to doing the way everybody else is doing it, I'm not going to do what everybody else do. I know how to hear from God, and it's going to make me look crazy at first. It's going to make me look like I have absolutely no sense at all, that I'm going against what is obviously trying to help everybody. But then when everybody else begin to go down, I'm steadily going up. Because I know how to hear from God. And I know how to obey God. Now let's look at the next one. Watch this, y'all. Because we're still talking about what God is going to do for those that are in him. Watch this. 2 Corinthians 5:21. It says, for he, God, has made him, Jesus, to be sin for us. Okay, so God made Jesus to be sin for us who knew no sin. Jesus wasn't a sinner at all. Why did he make Jesus to become sin who knew no sin? That we might be made what? Which means what you do don't make you righteous. How you dress don't make you righteous. You were made righteous because of the sacrifice of Jesus, and because of your acceptance and believing of that sacrifice, God made you righteous. But your righteousness is in Jesus, not in what you do or what you say or how you act. Because there's folks going around acting like they are Jesus' best friend, looking at everybody else like they don't know him because of, you know, whatever reason. And then there's people that don't know a whole lot of scripture at all. Probably don't even hardly pray as much as they know they probably should. But they are the righteousness of God, because that what they do in themselves is not what makes them who they are. It's what I know about my position in God that makes me who I am. I said it's about me knowing my position in God that makes me who I am. So the Bible says if I've been made the righteousness of God, and God says many are the afflictions of the righteous, it means that if you are in Christ Jesus, you got to understand and know how to go with the attacks. Stop complaining about the attacks and just know that there's something that must be going on that's close to me Some blessing, some answer, some clarity, something that I've been believing God for is about to enter into my life because this affliction, because this tribulation, because this trouble is only coming into my life to get me to disqualify myself for what's already on its way. Come on, put your hand on somebody next to you and say, I will not fumble this time. Go ahead, tell them, I will not fumble this time. I fumbled quite a few times, but I ain't fumbling no more. Pick up the ball and run. Yeah, pick up the ball and run. That's what happened when a fumble happened on a football field. If there's a fumble, it's free for everybody who want to get it. So when you fumble what God gave you and somebody else end up with it, don't trip. Just if you fumble it, make sure you're the first one to get back on it. If you fumbled your home, listen. If you fumbled your car, you know, well, how in the world can I fumble those things? Because sometimes we are in positions where we ain't got nothing and we're believing God and we're trusting God and all the rest of this stuff. And then all of a sudden God gives us the means, he gives us the resources, he begins to increase us, he begins to bless us, he begins to make everything what he said he was going to be. And then all of a sudden we trip because we think we on cruise control. And when you think you're on cruise control, you begin to do other things with your money that you know you ain't supposed to do instead of paying what you know you're supposed to pay. Because watch this. If there's something that you do it, but then now there's other stuff you want to do on top of the thing you already believe God for, ain't nothing wrong with that, but stay faithful with what he already gave you. So don't start taking what you got that God blessed you with in order to take care of what he's already blessed you with as well, to start doing something else with and try to believe God for more over here, because that's how you fumble stuff. Because you'd be like, you know what, I ain't never got no money left over. Well, do you know that the blessing is that you have more than enough? Now watch this. That means that if all your bills is $3,252 a month, and at the end of the month, after you spend everything, you got $3,502 that you got to spend out, which means you probably only left with $100. You still an increase. See, you didn't hear what I just said. Let me give you another number. If all your bills is $5 and at the end of the month, you got 50 cents left, you still an increase. Well, I can't do this, and I can't. You're still an increase. You paid everything. And when you learn how to be thankful for the 5 cents left, God will say, okay, now you can be trusted with more, because you didn't start taking from what you already have and say, well, I'm going to start believing for this now, and I'm going to do this with this over there, and then I end up fumbling what God gave me. Then I called that an attack. That was not an attack, sir. That was not an attack, ma'am. You are not being wise with what you were given. The devil didn't have nothing to do with that. Your lust and your greed had something to do with that. So then because the Bible says that whenever the blessing of the Lord comes, it maketh rich and adds no sorrow with it. Which means you can still have joy with the $5 or the 5 cents left every single month, because I'm still in the overflow. Yeah, I'm still in the overflow. Well, I can't go out to eat, and I can't get this. I can barely buy a pop. I can't get a stick of gum. I can't get. But you're still in the overflow. Listen, your house is paid for. Your vehicle is paid for. Your insurance is paid for. Your lights is on. You got money to put on the box, you understand? What's the box? You know what a box is. You know what the box is. Well, what if I still need food and everything else? God will provide. Yeah. He always provides, mother. You say, well, how's he going? I don't know how he's going to provide, but he's going to have to provide. Because sometimes it's a couple bags of beans in there, a couple bags of rice, them noodles. I love noodles. I know I ain't supposed to be eating them, but I love them things. We got some cereal and some. Well, see, well, you know what? I want to go out and eat. You may not be able to go out and eat right now. You may have to do them beans and that rice for a minute. Because Paul said, I know how to be a base with absolutely nothing. I know how to stretch beans and cornbread for 2 weeks. And I know how to abound. I know how to go to Ruth Chris and order anything I want on the menu. But he says, I've learned to be content in whatever state I'm in. This ain't the message. I don't know who this is for. I didn't have no plans to go on none of this, but this for somebody. I'm talking about the borders that the enemy brings into your life to make you think what you can't do. If you just be faithful with what God gave you, that's a border that was knocked down out of your life that can now open the floodgates to what God really wants to do in your life. Well, I need to buy this and I need to buy that. Well, you ain't got the money for that right now. Do y'all know that I've been surviving over the last year on 2 suits and 1 I can't fit? I can barely fit this one, you understand? I can't even. Just eating and gaining weight, eating noodles and, like I said, stuff I ain't got no business eating. And I got a couple of outfits. My brother got me the first get up like he got on now in January when I first started coming. Yeah, that was a get up. Yeah. But see, what happened is I was faithful with whatever I had. I think I got 3 of them outfits and 1 of these. And see, this so the stuff that I buy is pretty nice, you know. It's you know something, you know. The one that I still got is I think it was a custom sew, but I just can't fit it. I can't wear it, you know. But I don't think I can even button up the pants. It's crazy. It's demonic. You understand? It's demonic. Got to do something, man. But there's things that I've had to endure, but I've never complained at any point. Sometimes I put some on, I'm like, okay, did I wear this last time I was there? Because I don't want nobody saying, didn't he wear that last time? Y'all know how we think, you understand? I can't be seen wearing the same thing 2 times that I see y'all. So I got to make sure, I got to go back on all the videos, and I got to make sure I saw what I wore last time. Yeah. Well, you ain't worried about it, but I am. I'm worried about it. Because if I'm already used to dressing a certain way and having all the clothes and all the shoes, I only had 2 pair of dress shoes since last July. And I lost 1 on the bus when I was going back home a couple months ago. So I only got 1 pair of shoes now. But every time I come in here, I'm stepping. You understand? It's what? Because I know how to be a base, and I know how to abound, and I'm being faithful where the Lord has me right now. But I know even though I'm there right now, I'm coming out of this because he delivers me out of them all. There was a time all I wanted to do is just, you know, serve God and do what God called me to do and everything else. And I realized how much of the life he prepared for me I was missing out on. Trying to be extra spiritual around folks that really wasn't spiritual. Did you hear what I just said? Trying to be spiritual around folks that really wasn't spiritual. Because spiritual ain't about praying all day and being in the Bible all day. That's not spiritual. Did you hear what I said? That ain't spiritual. You got to live life. You got to know what to do in certain situations. You got to know how to treat people that's in your life. You got to know how to talk to people that's in your life. You got to know how to have a good time with people that's in your life. So then if all these things are happening, God says, if you be faithful with this, I'll be faithful to do that. See, y'all, all of these borders that are coming up in our lives are simply to make us question who God is. And if you begin to question who God is, watch this, he don't leave you, but his presence leaves. He says, those that come to God must first believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. In other words, if I'm seeking him, I know I'm going to get an answer. If I pray, I know he's going to respond. If I pray, I know whatever I prayed about is going to come to me. I don't pray to see if it's going to happen. I pray because it's going to happen. Well, I prayed and ain't nothing happened yet. Well, I've been believing, ain't nothing happened yet. I even had Pastor so-and-so, or Pastor Allen, Pastor Noel agree, and it still ain't happened yet. I thought surely if they prayed about it, it would come. It still ain't came yet. Well, maybe it ain't came because you still don't believe that God is, and then God is not a rewarder, because it's not based on Pastor Allen, Pastor Noel's faith. It's based on your faith whether or not it happens. Jesus always told people, according to your faith, be it unto you. Jesus couldn't do it for them either. According to your faith. Well, people always give Jesus the credit for healing the woman with the issue of blood. And that's not what happened. Jesus wasn't paying attention to that woman. He was doing his own thing, hanging out with the people. The Bible says it was a bunch of people around him, touching on him and thronging him. But one individual came in the press behind, touched the hem of his garment. And the Bible says, he said, who touched me? All these folks touching you, Jesus. And you, he said, no, somebody touched me and pulled something out of me. Because there's a lot of folks coming to church, but everybody ain't trying to touch Jesus. I don't come for an experience with everybody. I come for an experience with him. And the Bible says that when she touched him, he said, who touched me? And then she finally had to come out and say, you know, it was me. And the first thing he said is, your faith made you whole. I didn't. Your faith did this. And if your faith, now watch this, if your faith makes you whole, then that means if you're not whole, it's because of your faith. Well, the Lord must not want me to have it right now. No, it's your faith. Well, it must not be my time yet. No, it is your time. It's just your faith. Well, my prayer must have some holes in it. Your faith has holes in it. What is faith? Faith is the what? The substance of things what? Hope for. And it is the evidence of things. Which means that to operate in faith, you have to know that things exist in a realm you can't see. How can something exist in a realm I can't see? The same way, if you have a cell phone, put your cell phone up real quick. Hurry. All right, all the cell phones. Okay, if you use your cell phone, you operate in faith every time you use it. You are operating in a realm that is not seen. There are waves that are coming to and from your phone to make sure when you text, when you call, everything goes through. To make sure you can hear somebody on the other end. So then that means that you are operating in a realm you can't contact. But you have something in your hand that allows you to contact it. Faith is your phone. And the Bible says God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. So everybody got faith. Go and put somebody and say, I have faith. Go ahead, tell them, I have faith. So if you have faith, if you have that phone, that means you have the ability to contact a realm you cannot see and bring things from one place into another place. Now, what does that mean? That means that behind this logo, behind this board here, there's something behind it. I've seen it. You don't know it, but it exists. Now, if I tell you something behind here exists, if I tell you that there's $1 million behind this, depending on your relationship with me and your trust in me will determine whether you come look or not. If you don't trust me, you'll never come up here. Ain't nothing up there. He lied. Yeah. Because you don't see it. But because you don't see it don't mean it doesn't exist. The Bible says, while we look not at things which are seen, but we look at the things which are not seen. He's telling us to look at things we can't see. How in the world do we look at things we can't see? With our faith, with the phone. So in order to contact God, contact the spirit realm, contact things that you know God has already given to you, you can't do it with this. With your mind, with your brain. Because this makes everything make sense. And God don't make sense. I said God don't make sense. Yeah, he uses foolish things to confound the wise. In other words, sometimes if we know too much, we end up knowing more than God. Not saying that you know more than God, but in your mind you think you know more than God because you do things another way outside of what God says. If God tells us to do things a certain way, it must be because there's something God's trying to get to us. Now, even if it don't make sense to us, again, it's not supposed to make sense. That's why the Bible says, trust in the Lord with and lean not to your own. Your understanding is what keep getting you in trouble with God. God's telling you to build something big, and you're trying to figure out how you're going to do it with the resources you presently have. He says, don't lean to your own understanding. Just acknowledge me in everything you're doing, and I'll make sure I direct your path. I'll direct your path to the resources you need. I'll direct your path to the people that you need. I'll direct your path to the buildings that you're going to need. Well, I ain't got no money for all that. Who told you to pay for it? Who told you to pay for it? I can believe for whatever I want. Y'all watch and see what I pull up in here one day with. I don't know what it's going to be. But y'all going to recognize me because all the windows going to be down. You understand? I'm going to be. My sister right here, I just met her maybe about a week or two ago, something like that. Watch this, y'all. She has a secular radio station. Secular, I can't listen to that. That's why the Lord can't use you yet. You still too righteous and holy. But watch this. Some people are sent into the world system to change the world system. But God can't send everybody there. Some people are made for the kingdom. Some people are made for the world system. And those that are made for the world system, the ones that are made for in the house, should not condemn those that are called to the world system. So she has a secular radio station, but what she wants to do, she contacted me and she like, you know, I just want you to be able to bring some gospel to the radio station. And watch this, y'all. I don't know what God going to do, but it's going to be good and it's going to be big. And there are certain, I was talking to somebody else this morning. They are already in the kingdom. They already know their calling, but God is opening up doors for them where they're having meetings with these big secular artists. And the secular artists don't want nobody but them to make deals for them. Watch this. Some of y'all, I'm going to lose some of y'all right here. They're making deals for them to get their own liquor brand. Liquor. Yeah, what you got in your house up underneath your kitchen table? Come on. Come on. Got to get you a shot every now and then. We got to take communion at home, Doc. But listen, how God uses people on the outside is not the same way he's going to use those of us that's called to the inside. Like, I'm not called to the outside, but I know how to pour into those that's called to the outside and say, bring them in. Because some of y'all ain't going to never be no preacher. Y'all do not belong up here. Ain't no sense in you even trying. Because this is not for everybody. But then those that's called out there ain't for everybody. And there's some that's supposed to be in here that's trying to go out there. And you ain't built for that. They're going to turn you out when you get out there. Amen. Because everybody don't know how to handle being around that kind of stuff. You barely hanging on as a Christian. God forbid if you around some other folks. Like, man, you know, I ain't did that in a while, but let me hit that real quick. Come on, let me. See, y'all don't. Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm talking about those that are called for inside and those that are called outside. Because everybody that's called inside think everybody's supposed to be inside. Those that's called to the outside think everybody's supposed to be called outside. But those that are outside, be outside. Live your life, obey God, and do what God calls you. Those that are inside, live your life, do what God called you to do. And when we all come together, the kingdom keeps growing. Don't judge those that are outside because they do stuff differently. The Holy Ghost is leading them. Because they're around stuff that you ain't around. The Holy Ghost is leading them. There's people that they'll reach you'll never see. That may never come to the church, but you'll see them in heaven. We got to understand what God is doing and these borders that he's breaking. I want, and I know Pastor Allen, Pastor Noel wants this too for everybody in here. Just be who God called you to be. Paul said, I become all things to all men that I might by any means win some. But that's for some. That's not for everybody. You got to know where you're called. And again, if you're not called to that, stay out of that. Because you'll end up giving everybody a bad name that's in here. That's the foolishness and the fools we continue to see on social media that's giving all of everybody else a bad name. Now, we've all given all of us a bad name before. Yeah, you too. Uh-huh. Y'all better say amen to me before I ask God to give me something for somebody up in here. See, everybody ain't going to like this, but do you not know God was killing folks like crazy? Anybody that came against his people, he wiped them out. Now, I ain't saying we praying against anybody to die or nothing like that. I'm simply saying stay out the way because I don't know what he going to do. Amen. Like, I don't know what he going to do. And it's not for me to know what he going to do. I just know that when I'm on a mission and anybody come between me and that mission, something got to happen. And God is not going to let his word fall to the ground unfulfilled when you went and tried to do what he told you to do. God gonna move whoever and whatever he needs to move to make sure that whatever he said about your life is coming to pass. Go and put somebody say, it's coming to pass, it's coming to pass. Shout this, say, God cannot lie. I said, shout, God cannot lie. So that means whatever he told you, it must come to pass. I don't care how impossible it looks. The song said he specializes in things seemingly impossible. Because with man, it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible. To him that, believe. Now shout, I believe God.
I believe God.
Give the Lord a hand. We done today.